Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the beef cattle details of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Sign up now underway for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. $5.1 billion earmarked for the beef cattle industry. Had the chance to talk in recent days with Dr. Amy Hagerman about some of the beef cattle details.
In the case of cattle, they were pointed to quite a bit. What, a little over $5 billion of the overall $16 billion will go to beef cattle. What will a typical cow-calf operator probably end up getting?
Well, I think that's a really good question, and it's going to depend a lot on how they treated their calf crop from last year. So if you, for example, thought about a cow-calf producer who had cows and unweaned calves that were born in March and April, but then they had held over their calves from last year and were grazing them out. If they sold those calves before that April 15th deadline, then they would receive that $139 a head on sales. But if they continue to graze those cattle, even until April 17th, April 20th, then they're only going to receive the $33 a head for inventory in that period. So timing is going to be very critical of when cattle were sold for how much payment a cow-calf producer could receive.
Obviously, a huge difference between that early April sale and the latter part of April sale of a calf. Dr. Hagerman says one of the things working here is that these monies are actually coming from two separate pots of money.
So understanding that, for example, for our cattle producers in the state, their sales from January 15th to April 15th will be under the CARES Act money. That was direct funds set aside for producers who didn't get Title I safety net programs. And cattle producers definitely fall in that category. That's overseen by a separate group in Washington, D.C. But then April 16th to May 14th, that $33 that's going to get paid on their highest inventory in that period, that includes their breeding stock, calves they have on the ground. That comes out of the CCC money. It was a different pot of money. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a single payment that includes both of those pieces.
And they will obviously be subject to this overall payment limit, which the secretary did raise from the initial signal that he had given, correct?
Somewhat. So a producer is eligible to receive individually up to $250,000 across all commodities. So if we have someone who, for example, maybe has corn and soybeans in addition to a cow-calf operation, their total payments across their corn, soybeans, and cattle cannot exceed $250,000. However, there is an interesting addition in there. So for our operations that are formed as corporations or LLCs, they have a slightly higher limit. Each of the entities, provided they can show they're actively engaged in that operation, is eligible for $250,000 each, up to three, meaning that you have kind of a higher threshold for the corporation or the entity as a whole versus the individual. So this is something that was floated in the 2018 Farm Bill and the House version. It didn't make it into the final Farm Bill. And so it's really interesting to see this language now in this CFAP program.
Extension Ag Policy Professor Dr. Amy Hagerman. Cattle producers, like everybody else, will need to be making that phone call to your Farm Service Agency office in order to get your appointment to actually make your application official. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.